Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts 8, verse 4. They went scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. This is not Peter. This is not John. This is not one of the 12. This was a deacon. This was a guy that waited tables in the church. Not one of the 12. Not one that traveled with Jesus. Table waiter. Dishwasher. Bread toaster. Fish cleaner. Right? He was a deacon, chosen to help wait tables, make sure everybody was fed and had their regular portions. And here, demons are crying out. That sounds like what you read about in Mark when Jesus got filled with the Spirit. Went into the synagogue, doesn't he? And paralyzed people, and lame people are being healed and raised up. Sounds just like something Jesus would do. Because it is. Through a man who's not one of the 12. Keep going. Can you take some more? 14. 14 and 3. 14 and 3. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Two things I want you to notice here. What are they speaking and preaching? They're preaching the word. You're going to see that later. The gospel in just a few verses. And the Lord is giving testimony to the word of his grace that they are preaching with signs and wonders. Somebody say signs. Wonders. Now, I'm giving you actually two reasons together tonight. One of them is, what is it, reason number 20? Sure, it's God's will for all to be healed because of healing in the acts. You could call it the continuing ministry of Jesus. You could have called it several different things, but you know what I'm talking about. But with this is reason number, 21, the next one? We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of healing. Well, how should I say this? Gifts of healings. Both of those are in the plural in the original. Gifts of healings. Have you read in 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about the manifestations of the Spirit? Well, just hold your place right here. Flip over there real quick. Somebody may not have. 1 Corinthians 12. He said he didn't want them to be ignorant about spiritual things. He said in verse 4, there were differences, diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord, diversities of operations, but the same God. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 12, 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, to another faith. By the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing. By the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as he will. We're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today because of the continuing ministry of Jesus. Healing in the Acts. We're also sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today because of gifts of healings. And the reason I say that is because you see manifestations of this in these accounts. In the book of Acts. And it's something we could spend a lot of time on, but could you focus with me tonight? If I have to explain it too much, it'll take too much time. But if you'll focus, you get the spirit of it. You can pursue it further on your own. Gifts of healing. Somebody say it out loud. Gifts of healings. What is a gift of healing? Now, some people have thought that is a gift that an individual has that they can heal people as they choose to. This is not true. No one has such a gift. Anybody that says so, don't you believe it? Well, then what is it? It is a gift of a healing as the Spirit of God manifests it. Yes. Well, why is that different from any other healing? It is. It is. It's a gift. Somebody say gift.
Yes.
It's a gift. Yes. Signs and wonders. Oftentimes are in these areas of gifts of healings and workings of miracles. Now, like I said before, nobody has these gifts that they can just turn off and on at their whim. And no man or woman has the power to heal another man or woman at will. Don't you believe it? Jesus is the healer. He's the healer. He's your healer. And you don't have to go to or through any man or woman on the earth to get your healing. Oh, aren't you glad about that? You do not have to go to or through any human being on the planet to get your forgiveness of sin or to get filled with the Spirit or to get healed or delivered. You don't. There's one mediator between God and men. The man. Christ Jesus. He's the only one you got to go through. But God uses men. He uses men. He uses women to minister. And he uses men and women to minister in some special ways. Somebody say special. And some of these special ways include the area of gifts. Now you were here. Where are you in Acts? Hold your place in 14. You can lose your place in Corinthians and go. Hold your place in Acts 14. Go to 19. Acts 19 and 11. Somebody said again, miracles tonight. You got time for miracles tonight? Then let's don't rush it. Acts 19, 11. What does it say? God wrought special. Somebody say special. Does God do special things?
Yes.
He does. Well, why? What would make something special? Yeah. What'd you say, Keith? Doesn't happen every day? Yeah, that's right. We have special services at Faith Life Church, don't we?
Amen.
We have like our special celebration Sunday.
Yes.
Why is it special? It's different. Right? And it doesn't happen every day. Special. Can God do special things? Well, he is the head of the church. And he didn't have to ask you or me if he wants to do something special. And he did some special things by the hands of Paul, didn't he? Didn't say Paul wrought special miracles. Now, the reason I say that is because you still got people that are trying to say, well, Paul could do that. He had special power and he could do that. No, no, no. God is the one that did it.
Amen.
And he used a man and he's still using men. Yes. And he's still using women because all that he began to do is continuing.
Amen.
Read that out loud with me. God did what?
Wrought special
miracles. How? By the hands of Paul, so that what? Keep reading. So that from his body, Actually, that word body is the word for skin. From his skin were brought to the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. See, it just got through saying hands. What would contact of skin with cloth, why would that make any difference? Well, it does. The Holy Ghost is in us. He can come upon us. He can even anoint us especially. And anointing power, even though it sounds superstitious and funny to some people, it's the Bible, isn't it?
Yes,
anointing power can go into cloth.
Yes,
and can stay in a cloth for a period of time like a battery.
Yes,
like a charge in a battery.
Right.
And when that cloth is laid on the body of the oppressed or sick, that power can come out of that cloth and go into them and drive out oppression and affect healing.
Yes.
We're reading the Bible.
Yes.
Well, that's special.
Yes.
But God does special things.
Amen.
Peter's shadow.
Yeah.
Special. Why are you saying that, Brother Keith? Because it reveals God's character and His person and His will.
Yes.
These things are also called signs. Signs and wonders. What's a wonder? Well, it makes you wonder. You look at it and you wonder how that happened. Huh? I've seen these kind of things. That can happen so fast that your mind tries to think, well, it wasn't that way, but you know it was that way. I've seen people that had problems in their body and you pray for them. And before you could take your hands off of them, it changed. And it's almost like it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
It happened so quickly. And it makes you wonder. How'd that happen? How'd that happen? Brother Hagin told the story years ago of laying hands on a woman that had a giant tumor. She was older but looked like she was 9 months pregnant. And he laid hands on her and it just went away. And her clothes she had on were just like a tent now. And she grabbed herself and said, Whoa, where'd it go? He said, I don't know. But we're glad it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Well, is he or is he not God?
Yeah.
Can he do these kind of things?
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Miracles.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Healing in the Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002P. That's R2002P, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.